Hi, this is Agatha Nolan in Nashville, Tennessee. Today's post is entitled The Quarterback. It started as a chance meeting of two, but the group had grown to 10 ladies with breast cancer who'd get together for dinner and drinks once each month and compare our difficulties with diagnoses and treatments. We all had multiple doctors and healthcare specialists and were navigating different insurance coverage criteria. It was overwhelming, especially when we were feeling bad from our treatments. But one of our ladies had it right. I've picked my quarterback, my medical oncologist. It is a team event to get me healthy again, and someone has to be in charge. He's coordinating with all the other doctors, healthcare providers, and the insurance companies. What he says goes. I'm letting him handle everything. I've thought a lot about that wisdom in the past 4 years, how we all need a quarterback in our life, someone with the authority to call the plays and get the team moving in the right direction. A marriage, friendship, or family doesn't work well when everyone wants to be in charge. I'm letting God be the quarterback in my life. I've had too many years of trying to be in control, taking care of everything, and making all the decisions myself. I'm learning that submission is required for me to grow as a disciple. I'm consulting God first in everything. Who's the quarterback in your life? Who's calling the plays? I pray that you will not be anxious with the uncertainty, and instead will choose God. The French philosopher Pierre Teilhard de Chardin says, "Only God could say what this new spirit gradually forming within you will be. Give our Lord the benefit of believing that His hand is leading you, and accept the anxiety of feeling yourself in suspense and incomplete." Blessings, my friend. Agatha.